the meaning of the breathing practice. We'll first start with the breathing practice. The meaning of the breathing practice is, first of all, to have a certain amount of discipline on the breath. Why? Because it is with the breath that one is able to have hold on the mind. People who cannot concentrate are people who have absolutely no control over the breath. The breath is just absolutely out of rhythm. Now, we all know that the breath is our life itself. It's not just only the oxygen that we are absorbing, but we are also absorbing energy, divine energy, which the Hindus call prana. So that's one point. Now there's another point. I'm trying to try to make a picture of what I'm saying. There's another point which is important to understand, and that is, you probably all heard of the Kundalini. I don't know if you have or not, but it is a sort of energy, let's put it that way, which runs along the spine and which the two ends of which meet in the heart. We know the mathematical term, deux extrémités d'une droite se rencontrent à l'infini. That means two extremities of a straight line meet each other in the infinite. So this is the idea. Now, how can we have access to that energy? This is what the old ancient first yogi taught. His name was Mahadev. Have any of you heard of Mahadev? You have. He discovered that with the technique of focusing inwardly, one is able to connect with the Kundalini energy. It sounds very mysterious, very technical, but it's very, very simple. Now, we shall first start by doing four different breathing practices, which are very simple, but while doing it, we will gradually come to the point, refer to the focusing about which I've just talked. Is there somewhere?
Do you have the metronome? Could you set it? You want it? A diet, do you want it at 60 beats per minute? Or
660, yeah. 60. Yeah. Now, normally, this is done with fresh air in the room, with windows open. Not when it's freezing, of course, no one's snowing through the window, but with fresh air. No smoke, and this is very important, neither incense, nor candle, nor tobacco, nor delicious cooking perfumes. this is very important. There just must not be anything that of these four